We've been looking at the book of Proverbs from the Old Testament. This week is chapter 11, verses 19 through 31. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Godly people find life. Evil people find death. The Lord hates people with twisted hearts, but He delights in those who have integrity. But you can be sure that evil people will be punished, but the children of the godly will go free. A woman who is beautiful but lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. The godly can look forward to happiness while the wicked can expect only wrath. It's possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but those who are stingy will lose everything. The generous prosper and are satisfied. Those who refresh others themselves will be refreshed. People curse those who hold their gain for higher prices, but they bless the one who sells to them in their time of need. If you search for good, you will find favor, but if you search for evil, it'll find you. Trust in your money and down you go, but the godly flourish like leaves in spring. Those who bring trouble in their families inherit only the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise. The godly are like trees that bear life-giving fruit, and those who save lives are wise. If the righteous are rewarded here on earth, how much more true that the wicked and the sinners will get what they deserve. Wow. Verse 29. Those who bring trouble on their family inherit only the wind. The fool will be servant to the wise. You know, there's a lot of anger in the world today. But one sure way to bring trouble on your family is through misdirected anger. It is one of the most destructive weapons in the human arsenal. It causes us to inflict almost irreparable damage on a person's sense of trust and self-worth. It has driven people from the church and has divided families. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 warns us not to keep on scolding or nagging our children, for they will make them angry and resentful. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16 warns us that the foolish discussions or arguments lead into the sin of anger. If we want to bind the family of God together, we cannot knowingly burn the glue. Well, may God add His blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding portions of Proverbs and a little bit of Ralphieism about anger added. God loves you, and so do we.